Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of his spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Welcome to God's War Headquarters, your spiritual warfare training center.
Is this my father's world, or does the devil own it? Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach. It's God's War, and the battle for America is on.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in our nation, our churches, in your home, and even in your personal life? How can this be? Satan has been defeated, right? Doesn't the Bible say greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? And aren't we promised, resist the devil and he will flee from you? So why does it seem often that the spirit of Jesus Christ is losing influence in this world while the spirit of Antichrist is gaining greater control? One way many Christians deal with this is by saying, Satan is God of this world for now, so the world is his. But the day will come when Christ will rule the world. Then things will be different. Does the world belong to Satan? Does Satan have a right to rule it? Is it true that we are to simply sit back and watch Satan do his thing while serving God as best we can and waiting for our Lord's return? Well, the answer is no. Satan does not have the right to rule one square inch of territory in the world today. All right, let's take a look at this. First, Jesus bought the world. He owns it. First, by creation, and second, by purchase. He explained this in his parables. He spied a treasure in the field, sold all he had to buy the entire field in order to secure that treasure to himself. And then he told us plainly, the field is the world. Matthew 13:38. Second, Jesus cast Satan out. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Satan is no longer prince of the world. Today he is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience according to Ephesians 2:1-2, but he's not prince of the world. Third, it's true that Satan is called the god of this world, who has blinded the minds of unbelievers, 2 Corinthians 4:4. But does that make him god over the world? Much is made of the fact that the Bible calls Satan god of this world. Okay, but guess what? The Bible also called Ashtoreth the goddess of the Zidonians, and Chemosh the god of the Moabites, and Milcom god of the children of Ammon in 1 Kings 11:33. Does that mean the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob divinely appointed these false gods as God? The fact that the Moabites made Chemosh their god did not make Chemosh God. Covetousness is idolatry, right? So, does the fact that some of you listening to me right now, perhaps, worship your car, does that make your car God? Certainly not legitimately. In other words, God did not make Satan God of this world, so he has no legitimate standing. Satan has no more legitimate authority over this world than Chemosh had legitimate authority over the Moabites. How many times does God have to say that there is no God but him? Isaiah declared it repeatedly, that God knows not any other God. So what, did God forget that and then say, except for Satan? No, you don't understand. Satan is not God, just because the world makes him their God. Usurped authority is no authority. Satan usurps the place of God in this world. But according to God's own declaration, Satan is not God, capital G. True. The world has made Satan their God, but they have no power or right to do so. And the fact that they have does not make Satan God over the world. Anyway, fourth, we are told to submit ourselves to principalities and powers. Well, it is believed Satan rightfully rules in the principality of the darkness of this world. So, are we being told to submit to Satan? Of course not. We submit to God, and we are expressly told to resist the devil. So what does it mean that we submit to principalities? Let me begin by saying amen. We submit to all power ordained of God. Romans 13:1-6. But does that verse say all who exercise power are of God and appointed by God to do it? All Christians agree that human authority is limited. As Peter and John taught by example, when they resisted the human authority commanding them not to preach in Jesus' name, and they said, "We should obey God rather than men," Acts 5:29. According to Hosea 8, verse 4, it is possible for persons to exercise power that are not of God. He said there, "Ye have set up kings, but not by me." Many really haven't thought this through. Let's do that. Jesus Christ created all principalities and powers, all of them, right? And he created them for himself. Colossians 1:16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." However, we are told he came to earth and spoiled principalities and powers and made an open show of them. Same book, Colossians 2:15, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Now, he did this by his death on the cross, and keep that in mind as I proceed. Jesus told us to take up our cross and follow him. Why would Jesus have to spoil principalities that he created in the first place? Well, obviously, the principalities he spoiled were those that had rebelled against his authority. And it is certain we are talking about those principalities that were once placed under Satan when he was prince of this world. Jesus spoiled that strong man's house. You understand the term spoiled? It is used here in the sense that we use it when we speak of the spoils of war. It means Christ claimed ownership of all that was in the strong man's house. Satan was prince of the world, but he lost that. When Jesus arose, he proclaimed, "All power is given unto me." Well, didn't he already have it? What was he saying? The word translated power here is exousia, and it refers to the right to rule or authority. Jesus said all authority had been given to him in heaven, now listen carefully, and in earth. That means Satan has none. He has no power. He has no authority. He has no right to rule the world. Indeed, Jesus purchased the world. He liberated all mankind from under the power of Satan, so that any who will may today turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Acts 26:18. They can just walk away from the enemy. Satan was cast out of this world. It does not belong to him. However, Satan has not conceded defeat. He continues to rebel, and he continues to have the power of influence, and he uses it to deceive. According to Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, he is the prince of the power of the air. The word power there is exousia, or authority. He is the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience in this world to oppose Christ's claim to be Lord of earth. This is the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit that is against Christ and his rule in the earth. And as John said, this spirit is already in the world. Now, this is the spirit of Satan that rails in and through the children of disobedience, saying, effectively, "We will not have that man," and they're speaking of Jesus, "to reign over us." Luke 19:12 to 23. It's the spirit that stirs up the kings and rulers of this earth to rebel and to usurp power and say, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us," fulfilling the prophecy of Psalm 2. But the truth is that Jesus Christ is the king, and all mankind are his subjects. The truth is Satan has no authority in the earth. He has authority in the principality of the air controlling his devils, but he has no legitimate authority in the earth. Therefore, we who are ambassadors of Christ with the keys of the kingdom and the spirit of Jesus Christ, we are called to wrestle against these principalities. And the word is wrestle. That's up close and personal, and it speaks of a struggle to overcome an opponent. And this is followed by the word against, which emphasizes the fact that we are in opposition to these principalities, and they are in opposition to us. Ephesians 6:12. To put it together, Christ created all principalities, including those he had at one time placed under Satan. Satan rebelled, so Christ came and spoiled his principality. However, Satan refuses to yield, and he uses the violent to take the kingdom by force, or to take authority in the world by force. Any place he holds in the earth, he holds by violence. Note that the word violate is in the word violence. And more on that later. So Satan usurps earthly principalities, but he has no right to rule. And we are called to wrestle against these usurped principalities as kings and priests unto God and given the power to overcome. Revelation 1:5-6. That's right. We are kings now and priests now, and we have power to overcome in this world to wrestle against the rebellious principalities. Now that power is twofold. There are two essential Greek words translated power. There are many, by the way, but it comes down to these two main words. One is exousia, and it refers to the authority or right to act. And the other is dunamis, and it refers to the energy to be effective when we act. All exousia, or authority, is given to Christ. And under that authority, we are commanded to go into all the world and preach the liberating gospel of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:18-20. And we are given the Spirit of God, who gives us the dunamis we need, the power to do God's works in the earth. And by that power, we preach the gospel. So under his authority, we have the power to overcome Satan's opposition to the gospel in this world. So you have to ask yourself why so many parts of the world are closed to the gospel. There's a problem here, isn't there? Jesus warned us that some devils would require extraordinary spiritual power to overcome. He said some kinds of devils require prayer and fasting to command. And my friend, we face such devils today. We're going to learn more about this next time. Right now, please understand that this is our Father's world, and Satan has no right to rule it. We will continue our study of spiritual warfare next time. Get your textbooks for this study. Go to www.godswar2020.com and get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, and get Kingdom Power by Prayer and Fasting. Go to godswar2020.com. Find the Contact Us link. Send me an email with your questions or comments. I will send you a coupon code that will allow you to get free shipping on your textbook order, and another one that will allow you to get Kingdom Power by Prayer and Fasting for my book table price when I travel about here and there, and that will be only $5. Now, that's a savings of about $10, sometimes more, depending on where we're shipping. You can also use our call button on that site to contact us by phone. Now, questions are answered in the order they are received. Get your textbooks today. Go to godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com.